all the in the milk bag. Paya milk. Tasyam. When a cow. Evam. Thus. He certainly. Dushtayam. Being offensive. Dandaha. Punishment. Na. Not. Atra. Here. Na. Not. Sasyate. Is advisable. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sivaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Although you are eating green grass every day, you are not fulfilling your milk bag, so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willfully committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. Purport. A cow eats green grasses in the pasture and fills her milk bag with sufficient milk so that the cowherd man can milk her. Jai Sri Sri Gaurinidhaya Radharasviya Istaram Sraman Ki Jai. Jagya, sacrifice, are performed to produce sufficient clouds that will pour water over the earth. The word paya can refer both to milk and to water. As one of the demigods, the earthly planet was taking her shape, her share in the jagya. That is, she was eating green grasses. But in return, she was not producing sufficient food grain. That is, she was not filling her milk bag. Prithu Maharaj was therefore justified in threatening to punish her for her offenses. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadviyai Mapuro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamus Purusa Mukte Guran Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaur Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo namaha. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhayevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha. Aradhyo bhagavan vrje satanayam Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidipasana Brajabadhu Bargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु मतमिदं तत्रादरो नाबर। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, in the beginning of this chapter, Vidura has asked several questions to Maitreya Muni, and one of the questions was, Kasmat Dadhara Gorupam Dharitri Bahurupini. Although earth can accept any form, earth is said here as Bahurupini. She can take any form because she is sustainer. She is the strength giver of any form, whether elephant, dog, cat, human being, tree, beast, bird. Everybody is maintained by earth. Elephant, they get their food through the earth. Lion gets its food through the earth. Not directly, but indirectly. Lion does not go in grass field and start eating grass, but it's forest animal. And those animals, they eat grass, so indirectly. Camel, birds, everyone, even human being. We are maintained, we take rice, dal, sabji, chapati, all come from the earth. So they are the different form of the earth. So Vidura asks, she could take any form, but how come she takes the form of cow? Kasmat Dadhara Gorupam. Why did she take the shape of a cow? Everywhere we have seen, wherever earth goes, she takes form of a cow. Vallabhacharya, he said that cow is the weakest animal. Among all the animals, cow is the weakest animal. Sometimes we also get frightened and said, "Are wo gaay ban gaya." Or wo gaay ke saman sidha hai, you know, he's like cow, sidha. Or coward comes from same kind of thing, cow. The cow is the weakest animal. And whenever there is trouble on the earth, the cow takes the form of, the earth takes the form of cow. When Kansa was terrorizing the whole earth, earth went to Brahma along with all the demigods in the shape of cow, and she started crying as if a daughter, when she comes in the house of her father who has been tortured in her in-law place, she doesn't go to mother. She goes to mother, she cries and does her formality, whatever, you know, little bit crying because of separation from the mother. But when she really tortured, when she sees her father, she holds him tightly and she pours out. She cries. Bitterly she cries. Otherwise, usually she touches the feet of father and cry a little bit when she is in happy mood. But when she is tortured in her in-law's place, she really holds her father because father is protector. Same way, when Mother Earth went to Brahma, she held him and she cried and cried and cried. The whole description is given of Mother Earth crying. And many Goswami have given a commentary on this. Earth crying. So whenever there is trouble, the Mother Earth takes the shape of a cow. When Maharaj Parikshit was on tour, in that section we saw the bull and cow, and the cow was none but earth, and the bull was none but dharma. And there was a good discussion between them. So always, beside that, since Mother Earth is the maintainer of everyone one way, she is representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is one of the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Devi and Bhudevi. So Mother is the maintainer, one way. But she maintains on behalf of her husband, on behalf of father. In the house also, in ordinary dealing, we see the man goes out, he earns money, he brings money and gives the money to the wife hand. Right, all the Matajis? Husband gives money or no? Siddhartha Gurani, you are not saying anything. Husband, they give money. And the wife, they are expert in managing the house. They are the queen of the house. They can take care of the house nicely. So on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mother Earth, she is mother, and her natural duty to take care of her children. So she maintains. But if sometime mother becomes proud, then father has to teach a lesson. I'll tell a small story, come joke. Once, Lord Narayan and Lakshmi, both were sitting. I think I told earlier also, but anyway, this is in this connection. They were sitting and they were discussing about the maintenance part. So Lakshmi said to Narayan that, look, I have heard that you are the maintainer of the planet. How it so? For doing anything requires wealth, and wealth comes from me. So how you became maintainer? So Narayan said, you are right, you are the maintainer. See, I have forgotten that Narayan is one who provides, but anyway, you're okay. But Lakshmi was not taken seriously. So she took Narayan with her to show, practically she wanted to demonstrate that how she is important and how she maintains everything. So once there was a man who had died. And all his relatives, they were carrying him for his last ritual, for cremating him. So Lakshmi wanted to show her power. And she started showing her power by having a kind of rain of gold coin. Gold coin started falling. So all the relatives, they left the dead body and they went to grab the gold. So Lakshmi said to Narayan, look, you see my power? This man is dead. They are supposed to be his relative, somebody is son, somebody is father. A relative is one, at this last moment he takes him for cremation. But in last moment also they ditched him, they left him half the way. According to law or system of cremation, one should, after taking from the house, you should not stop in the middle, otherwise that person become preth, ghost. It had to go to the funeral ghat to burn him, not in between. Otherwise if you leave there, it will become ghost. Or the ghost will come and take him. And everybody wants to grab in their party. They'll take him in party. So according to the system, the person is supposed to be taken all the way to the cremation ghat, not in between. Anyway, so Lakshmi said, you can see the power, but they didn't care. So Narayan said, yes, you are very right, but I have a question. Everyone came to grab that gold coin, but why not the dead man? Why not the dead man? So Lakshmi thought for some time and she had no answer. And the woman, when they have no answer, they start crying. So she started crying. So Narayan thought, okay, let me pacify her. So he tried to pacify her. And he said, look, all those people, they respected you. They went to take that Lakshmi, gold coin. Because I am there in their heart. If I live, then they will also become dead men. And no dead man will care for you. So don't be so proud. No dead man will care for you. As long as I am there, he is sitting along with soul, a super soul in everyone's heart. Therefore, everything has value. So maintaining part, it had to be from Lakshmi Devi. And Mother Earth is representing. She is Bhudevi. Bhudevi and Sri Devi. They are two wives. And that both are for only one thing. And that is the maintenance. As you know, in the whole creation, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Vishnu is the maintainer. So he maintains through his energy. He maintains through energy. And Bhudevi and Sri Devi, they are two appointed to maintain. And Bhudevi maintains. Now why the earth takes always the cow shape? One is to get sympathy, because cow is the weakest animal. Secondly, the cow represents all the demigods. 33 crore devata, they reside in cows. Therefore, cow is very sacred animal out of all the animals. Cows are very pleasing to everyone. Very pleasing to everyone. So, here we see Maharaj Prithu. Although the earth, when she saw Maharaj Prithu, that he was very angry. A wife seeing her husband in very angry mood, just like Narsingdev. When Lakshmi Devi saw Narsingdev in that mood, even she could not face. So everybody had to request Prahlad Maharaj, please go. And Prahlad Maharaj pacified. To pacify Prithu Maharaj, now Mother Earth took the shape of cow. And she gave different logic, reason, religious principle that how one should not hit or beat woman even though she has committed some mistake, and what to say about a cow. In no circumstances cow could be killed or punished. It is very, very sinful to kill a cow. Nowadays, lot of cow slaughtering going on, and therefore, lot of sin is occurring. And because of those sin, one and all are suffering. When I saw the banner here, the signature component was very nice. Everybody are doing, whoever are doing is very nice. You should do that. You should go all out to see how to protect mother cow. If cow are protected, we all will be happy. Cow is happy, mother earth is happy. Mother earth is happy, she will give everything what we need. Prabhupada said, we need 2 acre land and 2 cow. That is the happiest way to live. We don't need anything else. Cow can never be burden on anybody. Out of all the business, when somebody tries to make money, the gosala or gopalan is the best business. Protection of the cow is religious, and where there is a religion, where the religiosity is being followed or practiced, the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides there. Lakshmi resides there, everything is there. It is said that cow, she does not only take care of herself, but she also takes care of her assistants or maintainers. Whoever maintains the cow, she not only takes care of herself, but takes care of the maintainer also. Even a small calf, at least they will give a stool and urine, and a stool and urine of the cow, cow dung, is very, very sacred. Prabhupada said, we are giving the example of a stool, that a stool is, you know, very bad, not very good, but cow stool is good. Same way, he said, after touching the stool, one cannot go to temple. But cow stool, you can mop the temple room by cow stool, and it is purified. Same way he said about the sunk, you worship. So, scientifically, it also has been proven that it is antiseptic, right? Cow stool. So as urine, I know one devotee, Brajendra Kumar in Vrindavan, he has so much sickness. And he took so many medicine this way, that way. And he was not getting better. So when I was in Vrindavan those days, we were trying to make everybody sit down in temple and chant. But he used to go to Gosala every day. So I asked him one day, why are you going this thing? I said, maybe he's from village, so he's going to see cow or something. And he said, no, I go to take the urine of the cow. Not cow, the small calf. The purest urine, a small calf urine. It's pure, so no smell, nothing. So the pure calf urine he used to take, and now he's cured. Many devotees I know they take. And of course, nowadays we're making so many medicine from the cow's urine and stool, cow dung, gobar and... So from the birth only, cow starts giving. And wherever there is cow in the house, all the demigods reside. So wherever all the demigods residing, there is peace and prosperity automatically. And when the cow becomes pregnant, she is being prayed by all the demigods. And when she gives milk, from the milk again, we get clarified butter, yogurt, and milk, which is used again for fire sacrifice to please the Vishnu. Prabhupada said, we are maintaining cow in Vrindavan, with so many cow. And from the cow milk, you can produce so many things. Rabdi, sandesh, peda, and all the white boys and girls, they are imaged. So how cow can be useful? One of the lecture Prabhupada said this thing. So, in our youth, she gives milk. And old age, from the birth, from the time she takes birth till she die, at least urine and a stool, these two things, one can get permanently. There is no scarcity of urine and a stool of the cow. And from the cow stool, you can make so many thing. Besides the medicine, earlier you to make manure, khad, and from that we have to produce grain. Nowadays, this grain, what is called? It is very costly. Organic. Organic food everywhere. Organic. Before, they have to go to learn to university to learn how to produce the organic food. Before, the villager, they have to know how to produce. Simple method. Cow dung, cow urine. The British are, they are one who brought the urea. Urea. So that the farmer does not depend on the cow. They can produce more grain. These were to destroy our culture. And slowly our culture got destroyed. Prabhupada said once upon a time, the India was respected, worship. Indians were respected, worship. India was known as golden bird, right? Soni ki chidiya. Before, the estudiants from all over the world, they used to come to India to study in Takshila, Janakpur, Kasi, Navdeep. And nowadays, Indians, they go to study London, America. The Prabhupada said, we have lost our culture. Therefore, now India is known as the country of beggars. All over the world, people, they know Indian, from India, from the country of beggar. We go to beg. We beg technology. We go to beg knowledge, education, everything we are begging. And the reason of this begging, why you become pauper? Because you lost our culture. We lost our civilization. We lost the dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the cows, the Brahminical culture. So we become bigger. But still there is hope. We can revive again back by practicing Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By spreading Krishna consciousness, it is very, very important. Now there is a lot of need of spreading Krishna consciousness. Day by day, you can see how the situation is of the world is becoming pitier and pitier. Therefore, we should go all out to spread Krishna consciousness. And wherever there is protection of cow, respect to Brahminical culture, and the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that place will be placed by Vaikuntha. So the cow protection is very, very important. Krishna himself comes. Namo Brahman Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya cha. Go Brahman Hitaya cha. Hitaya. Hitaya means to protect. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya. Krishna is not Govinda. The protection of cow is very, very important. So when Mother Earth in shape of cow, let us get on this verse, when she came and said in previous verse, Vasudhe, she was talking about the religiosity. I am very poor, I am not committed any sinful activities. I do not know why you want to kill me, since you are supposed to be the knower of all religious principles. Why are you so envious of me? And why are you so anxious to kill a woman? Even if a woman does commit some sinful activities, no one should place his hand upon her. And what do I speak of you, dear king, who are so merciful, you are protector, and you are affectionate to the poor. The cow-shaped earth continued, my dear king, I am just like a strong boat, and all the paraphernalia of the world is standing upon me. If you break me to pieces, how can you protect yourself and your subject from drowning? Very religious talk Mother Earth gave. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Prithu, who is Satyavishya Avatar, now look at what he had to say. He said, King Prithu replied to the Earth planet, My dear Earth, you have disobeyed my order and ruling. The first thing. First order of a husband to his wife is to maintain the house nicely. And here Mother Earth has failed to do so. Therefore, he chastising. In the form of a demigod, you accepted your share of the yajna we perform. So he said indirectly that we have provided everything. Like husband is saying to his wife, I have provided everything what you require to maintain the house nicely. Even after giving all these things, you have not done your duty. But in return, you have not produced sufficient food grain. For this reason, I must kill you. I mean, King Prithu knew that cow killing is sinful. And how can he kill who comes to protect? This is just his affection. The way of husband saying to his wife. Although he was angry, but later on we will see that how everything was solved in a great manner, in a very harmonious way, win-win situation. Now this particular verse really gives the definition of a leader. Leader of a state, leader of institution, leader of house. What a leader should do. What a temple commander or temple president should do with his devotee. This verse is very, very appropriate. If a devotee is maintained by temple and if he is not performing his duty, then temple president, temple commander, they were all right to take him up, chastise him, punish him, whatever required. Maharaj Prithu is giving justification that why he wanted to kill her. He said, Yosam Nanu Guru Pam Mam Bhavan Dharma Gyaktam Anishati. As if Earth said that you are the knower of religious principle. I am a cow. You are a king. You are supposed to protect. How can you kill me? To answer that, he said, Yavasa Jagdhya. He said, you are eating green grasses. Not once a week or once a month, but anudinam, day in, day out. You are eating green grasses day in, day out. Every day you are eating. The cow can eat anytime. Not night time, but daytime. Yes. Sometimes night time also. Narari? Night time also. Cow has no discrimination. They can eat. No, night also. Early morning, night. Right, Sanji? Kate na ki lokate bakri or gai. Kabhi kha sakti hai. Cow can eat any time. Anudinam means 24 hours a day. Not only every day, but 24 hours a day. So he said, that's all right. You are eating fine. I have no objection of your eating. No, I have no objection of your eating. Eva. His, by giving the word, by using the word Eva, Maharaj Prithu is confirming that yes, I am the maintainer. I have no objection of your eating every day green grasses. No ever. I have no objection. You go on eating. But my objection is, you go this naiva other side. Na means not, eva means certainly. Daudhya, audhayam, paya. You don't release the milk in your milk bag. So this naiva can be used both way. Naiva can be used as he confirming as a king, I have to see that all my citizens are happy. As a temple person, temple commander, I have to see that all devotees are kept happy. Have nice prasadam, nice clothing, nice place to stay. There's no problem. Those things are given fine. But the problem is if they do not do the job they are given. Each devotee has a responsibility. And if they don't perform, then temple person or temple commander has full right to chastise him. Even up to throwing him out. I'm not saying killing. Here he is ready to kill. Because the cow was not performing her job. The cow, after eating, she must give milk. But as you know, the cow cannot give milk until or unless she has no calf. If the calf is there, then the cow will give milk. Prabhupada said, in the village, the farmers are very expert. When the calf, I have seen also, the calf, when the calf die, they took out the skin of the calf, they put something inside, and they stitch it, and make a calf, looking like calf. The cow comes, she says, my calf is there, and she gives milk. We have read in Krishna book or Bhagavatam that how the cows, when after grazing, when they are coming, the milk was flowing from their breast. So much milk was coming out because they had their calf. And there are no calf, then they cannot give milk. Therefore, same cow, Mother Earth, later on in this verse, she said, Basam kalpayame birha enaham basalatava. He said, O great hero, protector of all living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangement to bring a cup, a suitable for purpose of, and a pot in which the milk can be kept. So two things, cup and pot is required for milking a cow. So, Earth has answered that why she is not giving? Because there is no calf. All are there. Who wants to kill the cow? The calf gives happiness to the cow. And the cow is happy, then she will give milk. And the cow is not happy, why should she give milk? She will take the milk, suck the milk. She will bring the milk up. Although she has milk on her milk bag, she will take the milk up. She will not release the milk because there is no calf. So calf is very, very important. Sangracharya, in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, is Sarvopanishadho Gao Dugdha Gopal Anandana. All the Vedic literature are compared as cow. And Arjuna was the Vatsa, Artha Vatsa. Without basta, without a calf, cow cannot give milk. So all the calf, they have become malaksha. They want to kill. So if they want to kill, they don't want to follow religious principle, why should I give milk? Why should I give milk? And if you want, I am ready to give milk, but become calf. And have proper pot. So here, his logic is also right, that two things, He justifying the reason that why he wants to kill, although because she has question, so he justifying that he has no problem whatsoever in her eating. But his problem is that she is eating, she is having milk, but the milk is not coming in the milk bag. Not coming in milk bag. Tasyam eva hi dushtayam. Dushtayam. Dushtayam means one doing things purposely. Murkhanam, murkha and dushta, they are two different things. Murkha means foolish, ignorance. He do not know. If explain to him, he can understand. But dushta means he knows that I should come to Sandhya Arati, I should come to Mangala Arati. But he don't come to Mangala Arati, he don't come to Sandhya Arati, he don't come to Bhagavatam class. He dushta. And dushta should be punished. He should be chastised. Knowingly. If somebody unknowingly doing, koini bhakta hai, somebody bhakta who do not know that, okay, fine. But somebody purposely doing, yes, they should be chastised. He said, tasyam eva, he, eva and he, the two words have been used. He sabdao, te tau, means he directly saying you. You are the rascal, dushta. You are the offender, and therefore offender or rascal should be dando no atra na sasyate. No doubt. The religious principle, a rascal should be punished. And definition of rascal is given here. That he knows his duty, but he is not performing. And he maintain other thing. He maintain, he knows the duty and not performing. That person is a rascal and he should be taken to task. So this is sub and substance of this verse, that Maharaj Prithu is giving a religious principle, that is duty of all the head of institution, society, country, to take care of the citizen, maintain them, the first duty, second them, to get them do what they are supposed to do. That is in different way. One is by giving training and other is by giving punishment. Palan and Taran. Palan means training. And Taran means punishment. Take a stick. So first, we have in our ISKCON society also a Palan. In Bhakti program, we give training. That is called Palan. And after Palan, they must do their prescribed duty, whatever they are given. If they are not doing, then there should be Tadan. There should be chastisement. Danda. Danda should be there. So this is duty of the temple person, temple commander, to see that everyone is properly engaged. If a brahmachari or a devotee who is maintained by ashram and not being engaged, then of course he is committing sin. And how much percentage? 6% of citizen sin is 6% of citizen sin goes to the king or temple person. So he also attacks the sin of the devotee who are not properly engaged. Prabhupada said, our temple is not meant for lazy and crazy. It's sinful to sleep in ashram. It's sinful not to come to Mangala Arati, class, Kripuja, Sandhya Arati. If some service is there, that you understood. If there's no service, there's a hanging around, better to come to all the program. If not, then they should be taken to task. So this is sub and substance of this verse. Any question, comment? Yes, Maharaj.
I have a foolish question. You said Kavi is loved by everyone, but it doesn't look like that, you know. People, not everybody likes cows, you know, in the West or in India also.
Something wrong with sound system, not very clear. Suresh, what is the problem? Yeah, everyone likes cow means everyone who is in goodness, not in mood of ignorance. When they see the cow, they say, oh, it's very nice for me to eat. But person who is in mood of goodness, he connects it with Krishna. Krishna is calf, Krishna is cow. Yes. 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 One who are gentlemen, they like cow. One of your rocks and thieves, rascal, they don't like, they hate cow. They like to eat cow milk. They don't like to take cow milk, they like to take cow beef. Any other question? You can ask on his behalf.
His question is like, what is the duty of a grihastha? Bole.
What is the duty of a grihastha?
Yeah. Grihastha. What is the duty of a grihastha? In relationship to the cow.
Maintain the cow. Maintain the cow. Gosadhan, not gosala. Gosadhan. Maintain the cow, that they are giving milk or not. Maintain the cow. Cow protection or cow maintenance is everyone religion, whether sannyasi, brahmachari or grihastha, everyone. But specifically grihastha. Many times sannyasi, they just go to grihastha's house. Like Sukadeva Goswami, he used to go to grihastha's house, he stayed in the place, and so long the cow is milked. And he took one glass of milk and walked out. He went away. So grihastha, yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, buffalo's milk, is it offerable to Krishna or not?
Buffalo?
Buffalo's milk, can it be offered to Krishna or not?
You can offer before buffalo ghee and dahi. See. Milk, cow milk. I mean, in Krishna's time also there were buffalo, no, there are no buffalo, there are buffalo that also, but that buffalo's milk is not good, but their ghee is good. Dahi is good. Best dahi. Buffalo dahi.
But if it is offered with love to Krishna?
Well, he may offer with love. Asraddhana purusho dharmasyasya paramdapa aprapimam nivartante mritu sansara vartvani. Asraddhana purusho dharmasyasya paramdapa. If you love, you do with your love and you can be happy, but Krishna will not be happy. Because you are doing with your love. So you can be happy, but Krishna will not. And bhakti means do everything what Krishna likes. It may be inconvenient for us, but Krishna likes. Anya bilasta sunya jnana karma dhanamrita. This is materialistic mentality. I like to do this way, I like. The sense gratification, I like, so I do. What Krishna like, that is the bhakti. Ah, Shivji.
Like a Bombay city, we cannot maintain cow.
You can maintain dog.
You can maintain dog and other animals, but no facilities to maintain cow. So how we can maintain our religious?
Let us buy a few 100-acre land outside Bombay and maintain cow there. What can you do? And if there will time come that the government understand the importance of the cow protection, and if they come out to help, that will be nice. That will be nice. I mean, I remember those days, the cows in Juhu, there will be so many cows. We had cow also here. But when they passed the law, till Malari cannot have cow, cannot dog, but no cow. After Malari can keep. Like that. What can I do? Demoniac. But we should maintain cow. Yes.
Comment. Everyone is maintaining car. There is a car parking, and every day has to put the petrol, and is maintaining. And he is making whole city is polluted by giving smoke. But if you maintain a cow, city become a purified.
Yes. Any other question or comment? All right. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.